What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two, and we're talking with Dave in Missouri. And Dave, you said you had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Well, you know, I do want to follow up on the Russia thing, because there's a lot of us out here who are so sick of this, and we all vote, and to see Trump kind of fall for this and bash Russia when they have done nothing wrong, you know, that's going to affect us, too, when we go in the voting booth, because we don't like to see our president, who we elected to be a nationalist and a leader, follow along with really what the Democrats have set up as a distraction from all their criminal activities. You know, so that's going to affect some of us in our thinking. But, you know, to an earlier story, the alligator tears of the U.S. importers because of these Chinese tariffs. Of course, you know, they've had it so good for so long. Sure, they're going to bitch and complain and cry. But, you know, if we don't do something to enable American industry to come back, if we don't find some way to have Made in America in American stores again so American consumers can purchase them, we have no hope of passing on any viable economy to our children. I mean, we're going to watch it collapse because we produce nothing. So, sure, the people who have made the money off this, who really, in my mind, are criminals themselves, at least economically, so far as the best interests of the country are concerned, yeah, they're going to cry, and who cares? But that's just my take on it. You know, I'm a little hardcore in that regard. And I want to give my love to Claire. I want to ask folks to please support RBN. You got to see the assault that the truth is under. And if we don't have outlets like this, you know, I mean, yeah, maybe Alex Jones is a little crazy, but I mean, they're making him more famous than Elvis. I mean, you know, and so the more they beat on it, really, the more it's going to come back at them. But it's up to all of us to share the truth, to share links, to share whatreallyhappened.com, share RBN website, and please support it financially. Mike, you're a godsend. I love you. Peace out, brother.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. And getting on back to your issue with imports and tariffs and everything, basically Trump jumped the gun. He just went on out. He got some bad advice that said, you know, we'll impose the tariffs and that will make fair trade between the U.S. and, for example, China. But they missed a key point, which was domestic suppliers. And yes, some steel mills have reopened, but a lot of those steel plants are going to take serious time-consuming work to be brought back online. And that work should have been happening before they went into the sanctions war. They're, instead of spending all this money all over the world bombing places into rubble, they could have taken that same money, and there's a lot of it. We're talking huge, you know, trillions and trillions of dollars, and taken those same young people and put them to work, making factories that make things, become a manufacturing powerhouse the way China has. We used to be a manufacturing powerhouse. We came out of World War II in great shape. We were the only nation who didn't have its industrial base bombed into rubble. And between that and Bretton Woods, that's why the 50s were such a golden age for ordinary American people. All right, we're going to switch over to another phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Coming, Dustin. Mike. Yeah, Mike, I'm a Debbie Downer, and those jobs ain't coming back because, you know what? Everybody wants $15 an hour here. It's $15 a day in China, and it's $15 a week in Vietnam. So those companies that, say, leave China, they'll go to Vietnam. You know what I mean? Like, there's a big world out there now. It's not the same world that was from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. You know what I mean? It's a big world. And Russia just offered China land to grow soybeans and stuff. You know what I mean? So we're isolating ourselves, and
yes,
the world's moving on. And that's a
yep.
fact. You know,
yep.
And there's nothing really we can do about it. Mike, you look at Detroit and stuff. Those buildings are still rotting there. Nobody has come in and, you know, knocked them down and dragged the stuff out and rebuilt anything. Trump hasn't rebuilt anything. And he's been in how many days already? You know?
Well, he's been there a little over a year and a half.
Yeah, and nothing. No wall. No infrastructure, Mike. Where's the infrastructure? I mean, yeah, he's got issues because of these people that want him out, but, you know, Trump's his own oligarchy, you know, I mean, but yeah, the longer this drags on, I mean, it's just dragging out this country. And, you know, what Cohen and all these other people, do you notice? They're all have, like Omarosa, have one thing in common. They're all backstabbers. This is all these
yes.
people are. Washington, D.C., the elite, they all will stab
yep.
each other in the back to get ahead, Mike, at our expense.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
and I just don't see any fixing of this anymore. I mean, we know what's going on by now. It just I don't think it can be fixed.
It can't be fixed. That's why I keep saying my prediction, if you will, for the future of the U.S. federal government is a Soviet Union style collapse. And then we, the American people, are going to have to basically grab our country, kick all of these professional politicians, you know, out of our capital city and start it all over again. And I think the Constitution and the first 13 amendments are a good place to start. Yeah, we can settle the issue of whether we still need an electoral college or not and go back and forth on that. I really do think that with today's current technology, we could have a direct participatory democracy, by which I mean that the federal government could make decisions that are low-key, like where the highways are going to go, how we're fixing the bridges and everything. But major policy decisions like whether to go to war could be put to a vote of the entire American population. The technology is definitely there to do that. And like Thomas Jefferson, I want the new country, the new government coming into this country to be deliberately weakened and, you know, held back, restrained, so they can't run off and just do, well, what they've been doing here for the last 50 years. And that's one way to do it. Tell the federal government, you don't get to declare war. Congress doesn't get to declare war. We, the American people, will vote whether we're going to go to war or not.
But, Mike, so that's you just mentioned
Go ahead.
You mentioned Duncan Hunter. You know, you had Anthony Weiner and the Awan brothers, and it's just on and on. You know what I mean? It's just it's all rotted, every
yes.
single one. So
yep.
they go after Manafort. Manafort's been there for – he was a lobbyist for he's been in Washington forever, right? They knew
yep.
about the dude. But they only went after him because he was with Trump. But otherwise, if he was with Clinton, you wouldn't have heard about it. Because
that's absolutely true.
They're all doing it, Mike. You know?
Oh, remember when the Department of Justice was in, carrying out the so-called investigation of Hillary's email server? They were handing out immunity deals left and right like they were M&Ms.
Mike, the Walking Dead TV show is based on the United States because we are a walking
yeah.
corpse of rot, you know, and like rot protects rot, Mike, you know, and like I said, I don't see anything being fixed. Yeah, we're looking like Detroit. Yeah, that's it. Flint, Detroit,
yeah.
Baltimore, it goes on and on, you know, I mean, hey, Mike, can I switch gears? I got time real quick, or?
Well, I have a comment to make here, and that is that
okay.
we are an empire in decline. And unfortunately, it looks like the U.S. government solution is to try and declare war on everybody to try and reestablish its greatness. And it is a war that ultimately I think the U.S. is going to lose, even if it goes to nuclear weapons. So what's the gear that you want to switch?
I wanted to talk about the Russian. There's like CNBC article, which, you know, take them with a grain of salt because they just want you to buy more stocks while they're selling stocks behind your
yep.
back. They had that article about the Russians' failed missile test of the nuclear-powered missile. I don't know if you read about that, but they said from an anonymous source, four of them failed, and it's all BS because, you know, Mike, if the missile crashed into the ground, I mean, I would fly it. If it was tested, it would be flown into the water instead of flying it into the ground on land, right? So if the test was successful, you'd fly it into the water because I'd rather have it fly into the water with a small nuclear source than flying it into the ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you could argue back and forth over which would have the greatest environmental impact. But again, right now we're hearing all kinds of talk about new wonder weapons coming out from both Russia and the United States. It's basically a way of, you know, trying to up-talk each other and say, we've got this and we've got that, we've got that. Again, it's right out of the Cold War. And we know that the actual quality of what's coming out of the United States really isn't that good. The U.S. military-industrial complex has a horrible habit of over-designing systems, making them hideously complex in order to simply make them more profitable. And it makes them difficult to fly and difficult to maintain. And we're already hearing complaints about the F-35 that it is so difficult to maintain and keep all those little parts working that it's going to be a hangar queen. It'll be spending much more time in the hangar being worked on than it will be out there actually fighting combat. And Russia and China, on the other hand, they basically learned a very important lesson from World War II, which was better to have lots and lots of inexpensive weapons rather than a few very expensive weapons. Now, Russia and China have put out some amazing aircraft, but I'm willing to bet that they don't cost anywhere near what the F-35 does.
The problem is, Mike, you know, Russia, I think, learns a lesson now. No matter who's the president, the United States is untrustworthy, along with the British and the French. They've shown their cards already, right? Yep. So I don't care. I mean, Trump can make friends who he wants, but we know who's running the show, per se. So they need, like I said, move east. That's it. Move east. Eurasia, that's the future. Look away from the dying West, because we are dying. All right, thanks, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we're going to do a much-delayed shout-out to our on-air affiliates who have rejoined our network now. Getting on back to the news. Do you remember this guy who claimed to be the leader of the KKK, and he fired a pistol during last summer's white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia? Well, he's going to jail. He just got sentenced to 8 years in prison. And this is Richard Preston. He's 53 years old. And he identified himself to the media as the Imperial Wizard of the KKK. And Preston said he was acting in self-defense, but the court apparently disagreed, and he's going away for a long time. All right. Now, over in, again, California, at Lodi High School, there was a girl who was kicked out of her history class for wearing an NRA T-shirt. And another girl, also wearing an NRA T-shirt, were then lectured by the teacher, who told them guns are bad. Like that guy on South Park. Guns are bad. Guns are really bad. You don't want to be around guns. So basically, the girls refused to change the shirts. And this thing escalated, and it involved John Whitehead, who's a civil liberties attorney, saying, this is a matter of free speech. The shirts are not offensive. Just says NRA. And the officials at this Lodi High School have now backed off and admitted they were wrong to reprimand these students for wearing NRA T-shirts. And again, I'm concerned about how education has really become indoctrination in this country. You know, guns are bad. The Second Amendment only applies to people working for the government, things like that, stuff that came out of Common Core, along with all of our other indicators of a dying empire. We're not educating our children to have a decent future. They're being brainwashed, for lack of a better word, to make them politically useful, to make sure they're going to vote for this particular party or this particular candidate. Because we know that along with the colleges, even the high schools and elementary schools are showing a clear liberal bias. And that's not what education should be about. especially when you get into these areas where the schools are standing in loco parentis, which is a Latin phrase meaning we're going to be the parent of this child. They're making medical decisions for them. Boy, oh boy, are we in trouble. Oh, to be able to go back and live in the world as I knew it back in the 50s. Anyway, over at Antifa, they've just got some bad news. A new Rasmussen poll has found that only 18% of Americans support Antifa, which is a drop over last year. So it looks like they've had their 15 minutes of fame, and they hopefully will start fading away and along with all the violence. Now, Cardinal Roger Mahoney, he's the retired Archbishop of Los Angeles, and he was scheduled to be the keynote speaker at next month's annual fundraising dinner for Utah's Catholic Diocese. And he is now withdrawn because apparently there were going to be protests staged around this place in Utah over his alleged role in covering up priest sex abuse in Southern California in the 1980s. And of course, there's that report that came out of Pennsylvania. 300 priests in six Pennsylvania dioceses had abused at least 1,000 victims over a period of 70 years. Now, I imagine that this sort of thing's been going on for a very, very long time, but people were so enslaved by their belief in the church that they would pretend it wasn't happening, or they'd ignore it, or they'd say, that's impossible. I can't believe Father O'Flaccid would do something like that. And because of the tight connection between religion and politics, there was a lot of political pressure on investigators to not do anything. There's a movie out called The Spotlight, and it's about a column that was called Spotlight in a big city newspaper that decided they were going to report this story. And they came under all kinds of pressure from all different levels of government. No, don't do this. Please don't. You will not report that. Find something else. And they went ahead and published and sort of marked the beginning where people started saying, you know, I think we have that problem here as well. And it clearly is a major, major problem. And it's impossible to look at this kind of behavior and reconcile that with the claim that these priests represent the supreme moral authority here on earth. I mean, it's certainly hypocritical. And apparently underneath those white robes, there lurk some very black hearts. Okay, Jack Dorsey has come on out saying that CNN is behind the suspension of Alex Jones. So I think just a lot of people got together in the corporate media and politics and various other corporations like vaccine makers and said, it's time to shut it all down. You know, this free speech nonsense has to stop. Now, Alex Jones has apparently, according to this story in 12160.info, basically offered $1 million to anyone who can prove he actually encouraged violence against the media, because that's the latest smear job they're doing on him to make him look bad. They're trying to make him look bad so people won't sympathize with what's being done to him. They'll say, ah, that guy, he deserves to get kicked off of Facebook. It's not working, by the way. As that earlier caller said, they're just making Alex Jones more popular. Anyway, we've got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The extenovite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm just looking at the latest update about this hurricane, which is out there. And according to this article today, it's back up to a Category 5 storm. So just keep an eye on it. Right now, the big question we have to deal with is tomorrow night is when Claire's choir rehearses. And whether or not we should call that off for the sake of safety. Alrighty, getting on back here to the news. Facebook has deleted hundreds of what they describe as Iranian state-backed accounts that were pumping out pro-Corbyn tweets. And again, it's just outright censorship. To protect the powerful. Apparently these accounts were also saying bad things about Her Highnessness the Queen. All right, we're going to take a phone call.
First off, thank you for your efforts. And I just want to call, I just want to give a suggestion about alternate internet and the technology that's available today to provide such means. If your listeners want to look up something called Laura Wan, it's L-O-R-A-W-A-N. I've been on online since before the internet was available to the public, and we used to exchange information at like 2400 baud. And it doesn't have
I remember the days of 300 baud. You know,
yeah, there you go.
You know, I had this terminal in my home, and I would dial into the computers at Robert Abel and Associates with an acoustically coupled modem. You put the phone handset in these two rubber cups. We used to play games. We'd jingle our keys over that thing and try and guess what was going to show up on the screen of the terminal.
So LoRaWAN is a technology that rides on public RF frequencies. And it goes very long range, but it's low data rate, and that is how we could build an alternate. So I just wanted to put that out there. And also just put out the premise that the front lines of this battle is the networks and how people communicate with one another. And that's basically it, Mike.
Well, I'm looking at the specification here right now, and it seems really engineered for communicating with Internet of Things. It's sort of a mid-range between your Wi-Fi and your Bluetooth is what it looks like to me. But you're right. I mean, obviously, we need to start thinking about how we're going to get the message out. Are we going to use email lists? Are we going to use shortwave? Are we going to use fax machines? But one way or the other, we'll keep getting the news out there because the American people have to be fully informed. And right now, all this banning and everything that's going on is making these social media companies look very, very bad. And it's already costing them users, which is why Facebook apparently got burned, artificially inflating the numbers to keep their ad rates up.
Yeah, I mean, currently we could form VPN networks with one another, but that's still dependent on the pipes coming into our home, and we need to understand people only have a choice at best, maybe two internet service providers that supply that pipe, but most people only have one, if any. So I really just want to put that idea out there too, because you have a captive audience, and I'm sure you've got some people that could tinker, have the time to tinker around with this stuff and let it mature and grow.
Well, maybe, or it would take a little bit of an investment, but we could start encouraging the use of what's called packet radio, which is a special form of ham radio that sends data packets, and you would need to get a ham license, which these days you don't have to learn Morse code, unlike when I was a kid. And you can just get a packet radio. I don't know what they go for, but I imagine $300-$400. And you set it up. And like the internet, it forwards packets it receives onto the next link. And you can literally get packets.
There's a lot of inexpensive equipment that you can actually build your own ham equipment out of what's known as software-defined radio, SDR.
Yes.
There's many things, but just a little bit of starter for people for food for thought. Look all that stuff up on search engines. Another great site is hackaday.com, where it's a site for electronic enthusiasts, where you can find many ideas about these various things. So, anyway,
well, we'll see what happens. I'm seeing the deplatforming of the independent media. Well-known independent media has slowed down, and I think the social media corporations weren't expecting the pushback on freedom of speech that they got. Anyway, Carrie, got to let you go here. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn. Our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I was doing another check in on Hurricane Lane, and according to the latest prediction, the storm is slowing. And it will be closest to where I am sitting early Saturday morning. They were saying it was going to be Friday. Now they're saying it's going to be Saturday morning. So, again, it's going to be a near miss. But I saw a news report where people were just out panic buying water, ramen, noodles, lots of toilet paper, just in case they get flooded or without power for a prolonged period of time, which is entirely possible. I remember we had this big earthquake down in the Big Island, and it rattled our island pretty darn good, and the power went out. Now, we got our power back in just a couple of hours, but some portions of the island, it took a week. Okay, take a phone call. Nathan from Northern California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Michael. Thanks very much for taking my call. I just wanted to mention a couple of quick things, if I can. You mentioned that you've been disappointed in Trump because he turned over the you know, voter integrity committee. He dismantled it and turned it over to the Department of Homeland Security. Well, I was watching a show. I was watching a show on the internet a couple days ago, and this guy Mark Eggers, I guess he's got a book out called Fraud. I'm not going to read it, but it looks pretty informative. He basically says that people don't know this, but the Voter Integrity Committee was sued 19 times within a year, and many of these organizations that sued the committee were Soros-backed organizations. And if I'm not mistaken, 12 states, to put it bluntly, they gave Trump the middle finger and said, we're not going to cooperate, you know, take a hike. And what do you do when you're in that kind of a situation? Well, we'll just go to court and solve this problem in 2 years or whatever. So, you know, I feel sorry for Trump in that respect. They did have Kevin Shipp on the show, and he was asked, I believe it was yesterday, is Trump going to try to do anything about election fraud? And Shipp said, yes, he is, but the big problem is there's so many states and so many districts and so much of it going on, beating the clock to election day is going to be a real challenge. So he thought he's going to have to be very selective about who he you know, goes after, etc. But I just thought I'd throw that out. And I also wanted to thank Steve Elkins. I called in about, about 10 days ago, and I was talking about Cody Snodgrass, and Steve Elkins called in a little bit after I did, and he kind of said, well, you know, I think Cody's a fraud, et cetera, et cetera. And then he said he wanted to talk about autism. And I'd like to back Steve up for a second. He mentioned he was a grandfather of 5 kids, and I'm a grandfather with 3 grandchildren. And good on the subject of... Yeah, well, I like to think of myself as a young grandfather for the time being, but time will catch up with me like everybody else. But
yes.
the youngest is 4 years old on the 26th, and what happened with my daughter, she's out in Albuquerque, and in order to get subsidized daycare, they insisted that he get a shot. And I had told her prior to this, and I didn't even know that, this was going on, don't give him any shots. Well, she gave him a shot, she got him the shot, and he ended up in the hospital with 104-degree temperature, and he's never been the same since. It looks like he's got hyperactive autism. He's just going 100 miles an hour all day long. Extremely difficult to take care of, and he's such a nice little boy. But autism is a devastating problem, and I'm just one of those people on the fringes of it that's dealing with it. And all I can say is, from what I hear from my daughter, you know, she takes him to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, we're going to have to see how he does in school. Well, he's already in daycare. His grandmother's watching him on the weekend. You know what it's like. You can see him. They don't seem to want to diagnose him with autism. So what I did yesterday, I sent out a $400 check to one of the top 3 neurologists in Albuquerque, and I said, this is for Brennan's birthday. Call my daughter, make an appointment, and let's get to the bottom of it. She's a holistic neurologist, so she's on both sides of the fence. So wish the little boy luck. I'm really pulling for him, and I hope my daughter gets out of denial. But what Steve was talking about, and you've talked about, autism, anytime that you can bring awareness to people about this problem, it's very real, and it is devastating, absolutely devastating. And one last thing, and I'll get off on Cody Snodgrass. You know, I don't need I don't need to watch reruns of SpongeBob or My Favorite Martian or Get Smart to have a laugh. I just have to listen to a Cody Snodgrass interview, and some of the stuff he says is crazy. He did say that when he was meeting with his boss about, you know, being offered $1 million to blow up the federal building in Oklahoma City, he told Doug Hagman that he had 2 hand grenades on him and 3 pistols. And I'm just like, do you always go meet with your boss to discuss business with 2 hand grenades and 3 pistols on you? It's like, give me a break.
It does seem a little bit of overkill. Well, of course, it depends on what business your boss is in.
Yeah, well, he turned the job down for bombing the Oklahoma City Federal Building, and he was offered another job where he was supposed to help kill 25 Mexicans up in Wyoming. They had some Beechcraft airplanes that were running drugs. He called it a GI drug op, and they're supposed to kill all the low-life Mexicans who had fake green cards, who were driving these drugs to places like Salt Lake City, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. And he compared this thing that they were doing to Mena, Arkansas. If you know anything about Mena, I mean, Mena, Arkansas was a disaster. They had 9 or 10 federal and state investigations going. People like Barry Seal at the top were, you know, was murdered. It was an absolute calamity. So why kill 25 Mexicans on a little dinky drug op? Just fly them down to Mexico and say, thanks very much for your services. I hope you enjoy your $10,000-$12,000, and adios. So the stuff he says is just...
I want to get back to Mena here, because Mena, in terms of its geopolitical objectives, which was to stir things up in Nicaragua, it was a successful operation. Where it went wrong was they didn't roll it up soon enough, and it got blown. And that's when all the investigators came on in, and the CIA couldn't get them to back off. And they basically offered up Barry Seal as a sacrificial lamb. Again, these 2 Washington Post reporters, I'm blanking on the names right now, they actually acquired a batch of Barry Seal's files and documents, and they wrote up a story about how the White House was involved with this gun and drug running operation. And they took it into Washington Post manager Bob Kaiser after the story had passed legal check. The Washington Post lawyers said, this is all fact check. There's no legal exposure here. It's okay to publish. Managing editor Bob Kaiser spiked the story. And Bob Kaiser is an alumni of Skull and Bones, where he knows George Bush from. So these 2 writers finally published the story in Penthouse magazine.
Oh, yeah. And, I remember. Yeah.
It just blew the whistle. Anyway, listen, Nathan, I got to let you go. We got a bunch of callers piling up on the line, and we're coming up on the top of the hour. And Layla, those of you who've been reading my website for a long time probably remember a gentleman by the name of Les Visible, and he has his own blog, Reflections in a Petri Dish. He's a very creative person, and I've just received word that he's in the hospital. He's undergone some unspecified surgery, and everybody is wishing him well, that he will recover from whatever this is. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here. Dan in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. I wonder, is Karen there?
Is who there?
Karen, is she there? I thought you were going to have something on South Africa.
Well, I don't have any guests right now. I'm going to have Layla in about another 15 minutes.
Is that about South Africa?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to bother you.
All right, not a problem. Okay, let's see. Let's go to Scott in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just going to respond to that guy that was just talking about Cody Snodgrass, because I'm the guy that had Snafu Radio, and I got shut down a long time ago by YouTube. I've been talking to this guy for a long time, since November, and have copies of his book about he was offered $1 million to blow up the OKC building, got framed for something else, spent 2.5 years in federal max prison, and then got out, wrote all the book, and compiled all the evidence, and then waited till about 20 years for most of the people to die off so he could actually come out with it without getting killed himself, because he thought he was going to die in prison because he was a contractor for the CIA. And as far as some story about going up to in Wyoming or wherever and killing a bunch of Mexicans, I have never, ever heard anything remotely ever uttered from the man, and I speak to him on the phone weekly. So I don't know who this fella is, but I know I speak to him all the time. You can go to real.video and just Google Snafu Radio and Cody Snodgrass and listen to our interviews right now. So, boy, it was just ironic I having to tune in and just sit down and turn you on, because it's kind of hard to find you on the internet, you know, so because everything's jumping around, everybody's getting deleted right and left. And so that was just really ironic I caught that. So I want to set the record straight.
Well, there are a lot of people who think that Cody is rather self-aggrandizing, to put it politely. And my question would be, if he really was offered $1 million to blow up the Oklahoma City building and turned it down, why is he still alive? You know, something that's dark, that deep, that sensitive, you don't get to turn those job offers down. And, of course, we know a lot of people were involved in that bombing.
Well, there was a lot of things going on back then. That was right after Waco, you know, and then all the depleted uranium bullets and all the information was housed in Arkansas. They just happened to move it to OKC, all the evidence on DU bullets from the Gulf War syndrome. And then,
yeah, and all the Waco paperwork was also in Oklahoma City. Anyway, listen, Scott, need to let you go. We're coming up on the top of the hour here. And to clarify what Dan in New York wanted. It turns out Karen Smith is doing John Stadmiller's show after my show, a little over an hour, and she is from South Africa. So that's where that little bit of confusion came from. Okay, let's see what's going on here. If you're on Windows 10, you're about to get new Intel patches for Spectre and for Shadow bugs. And I don't know if they're really bugs or not. They could be hardware backdoors that have just been discovered. And it's a problem. It really is a problem. Okay, now, there is this article over at Blacklisted News, and it's talking about plastic trash. And they're not talking about the shopping bags or food wrappers or anything. They're talking about very, very tiny bits of plastic. Scientists call them microplastics. And they're basically smaller than 5 millimeters, and they're everywhere. They're in the environment, and researchers started taking this serious about 15 years ago. They're in the oceans, rivers, and lakes, and they can harm wildlife, including food stock life, and even get into you by consuming those animals. So I remember it wasn't all that long ago when they were talking about being able to make biodegradable plastics, where if you did throw it off by the side of the road, it would basically, in the sunlight, it would dissolve in a week or so. And I don't know what happened to that. It may have been that it was too expensive to make. It may have been that the food companies wanted to be able to store food longer or transport it longer, and there was a concern that the wrappers could start disappearing. before it even got to the store. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. We're probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just turned you on, actually, today. I just got home, and I heard this guy talking. I figured right away he's probably talking about Cody Snodgrass. I've heard a lot of interviews by Cody, including Hagman, John B. Wells. First time I heard him was in John B. Wells. On a couple other shows. Oh, yeah, Jason Goodman. And I believe this guy. I think he sounds to me legit. I can't say for sure. I don't know the man personally. He also was almost killed in a car accident, kind of coincidentally, right after we started talking. So, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that update. We're going to let you go, take a commercial break, and we'll be back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And still keeping an eye out for Hurricane Lane. And they're already talking about, you know, closing the airports and schools. Although it looks like, according to the latest track prediction, that the storm will actually be closest to Oahu on Saturday morning rather than Friday, as they were originally saying. So hopefully we're going to have our radio show on Friday. Now, the other day I was talking about this article that came on out saying about all this earthquake activity around the Ring of Fire, including this magnitude 8 that happened out toward Fiji. And apparently earlier today, there was a 6.3 magnitude quake that struck 188 miles off the shore of the Oregon coast. Now, that's in the Cascadia subduction zone, which is actually under more pressure than even the San Andreas. So a lot of people are getting very, very nervous because there have been all of these quakes all around the Ring of Fire. Now, the USGS is out there saying it's just a coincidence that they're all happening right now. There's nothing major about to happen. But then that's the same USGS which is out there saying, maybe Kilauea could restart. You know, we don't want to say that it's really over, although certainly the people down in the Big Island are hoping it is really over. Now they just have to deal again with Hurricane Lane. And what a rough time they've had. What a rough time the people on Kauai had with the flooding. So one end on fire, the other end flooded, and now the middle is about to get blown away. So welcome to paradise. Apparently, a group of U.S. senators has expressed concern to the U.S. Army over revelations that lead paint in on-base Army housing has had life-changing medical consequences for young children living there. Now, I thought lead-based paint had gone away for that very reason. But apparently, lead-based paint inside an officer's house at Fort Benning, Georgia, where one Colonel J. Cale Brown served as battalion commander, led to the metal poisoning of 10-month-old J.C. Brown, the young son of the colonel, and his wife, Darlena. And again, I thought lead-based paint had been banned because of that, because little kids would, you know, eat it. So maybe that lead-based paint was inappropriately applied to a residential area, because I know there's lead-based paint is used as a protective because of the heavy metal, but you don't put it in homes here. Now, you've probably heard of Stratolaunch, which was established by billionaire Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. It's built the world's largest aircraft, wingspan of 385 feet, and it is part of a system to drop launch spacecraft at the edge of space, as high as Stratolaunch can fly, and then they rocket up into orbit on a much smaller engine, much lower cost. And their first venture is space tourism, but apparently they're already at work developing other platforms that can be launched into space using the system. And I think they've got the right idea. I think this is going to be a less costly way of getting into space for commercial purposes. All right, there's the music. Time for me to take a break here. We're going to be back with hour number three of our show and with Layla in Ontario. So we'll be back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.